Both candidates have focused on what they say are deep problems with Cuomo's multi-billion-dollar economic development programs. Some of the deals made between the state and developers have led to an ongoing series of corruption trials for several of the governor's former associates. Cuomo's former closest aide has already been convicted of bribery.
Thank you for waiting. I'm glad it's not raining more. It's great to be in Buffalo.
Cynthia Nixon, who is running to the left of Cuomo in the Democratic primary, was in Buffalo recently to critique the governor's signature Buffalo Billion program. Cuomo has touted the plan as revitalizing the Rust Belt city, but Nixon says it's been too focused on giving money to a single major developer.
The money is going to people who are great contributors of the governor's, and there is very little oversight. There is certainly no bidding going on, and there is very little job creation and no strings attached.
That developer, L.P. Simonelli, which built the Solar City plant, the centerpiece of the Buffalo Billion project, is now part of an upcoming corruption trial in federal district court. Mark Molinaro, the likely Republican candidate for governor, is also criticizing Cuomo's economic development plans. He says they are too opaque and susceptible to corruption. He'd make them more transparent.
To call it economic development is a bit of an exaggeration. I would first start by freezing direct payments to private industry until and unless we adopt comprehensive procurement policies and reforms.
Nixon says it should not come as a surprise that she and Molinaro agree that corruption should end.
I think a disgust with corruption, particularly in government, is a bipartisan issue.
A spokeswoman for Governor Cuomo's campaign says the governor actually reformed previous economic development practices, scrapping the notorious legislative member items known as pork barrel projects for regional approaches led by local leaders. And spokeswoman Abby Fashauer says as soon as the governor learned that his former top aide was charged with corruption, he hired an outside firm to assess any weak points, and he corrected the system. Nixon and Molinaro also slam Cuomo for what they say is his poor treatment of women. Nixon, during the budget talks in late March, accused Cuomo of leaving the lone female legislative leader, Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, out of the private budget talks. It was conducted by the governor and three male legislative leaders.
This week, four men are gathering inside a mansion to discuss New York's budget.
Molinaro also spoke up for Senator Stewart-Cousins, even though she's from the opposing party, saying it was inexcusable that a talented, capable woman in leadership was left out of the talks. Governor Cuomo is not alone in leaving minority party leaders out of the budget talks. His predecessors have done the same. Nixon and Molinaro even agree that there is too much money in politics. Cuomo has a $30 million campaign war chest. They have far less.
It is obscene to be able to raise that kind of money and suggest that only those who can contribute $25,000 or more should have access.
Molinaro says if he and Nixon hold similar positions on some issues, it's because they are a symptom of discontent among the electorate.
Cynthia Nixon's campaign and my campaign are all about a growing displeasure with a man who seems to think that all answers begin and end with him.
Nixon and Molinaro do, of course, disagree on some big issues. Nixon wants to repeal the state's property tax cap begun by Cuomo, and she disagrees with the voluntary limits by the governor to keep state spending growth at around 2% per year. Molinaro says property taxes and all taxes in New York are too high, and he would cut them. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.